Haywire. Regional youth telling it like it is.
Sass Peterson, Tokemoor, New South Wales.
Summer holidays in the country are a thing many city dwellers come to experience, especially New Year's and, of course, the national renowned Australia Day long weekend. The city can't seem to match up to any relaxing day spent in the country, especially on the banks of the Murray River or any other river with an abundance of fresh flowing water. The last few summers seem to have been much quieter with the drought in place. The river just can't seem to have enough flow to make it safe enough to be able to water ski. However, there is still the leisurely camping and sitting on the banks of the Murray River to be enjoyed. And for those who want, there is still enough water to float a tinny on a hot day or float down the river in small inflatable boats. It is a fact that many Melbourne families come to the country to get away from it all. However, for many farmers and locals, the sight of the river flowing at its low level is not a sign of getting away from it all. It is a sign of their crops failing, their cattle becoming skinnier, and times becoming tougher. Many farmers once came to the river to get away from their busy farms, but now they come down by themselves to sit and hope that maybe one day the rain will fall like it used to and the dams will be full once again. Each day, properties are put on the market due to debts overcoming the income and worth of the farm. This means families are being forced to move from the farm they once called home to a very unfamiliar territory, possibly being in town or in a regional or state city. The river is a very common place for farmers to go by themselves or with a group of mates to go down and talk about the situation everyone in the area seems to be in. Over summer, the locals get to meet with the city folk and talk about the different lives they lead. It is interesting to see how the drought has been portrayed by much of the media and the different opinions between city and country men. Where I camp, we have a mixture of families from different areas in the country and city. Our friends from the city easily relate back to us as they are a family who have moved to the city and come to the country now only for holidays. They lead a very different life to ours. Theirs seems to be more chaotic. But with the drought, country living appears to be more stressful. Relaxing by the river, the farmers and city men talk, and they realise that the stresses of both city and country lifestyles are quite similar. They both have one goal, which is to put food on the table for their loved ones and try and lead a very happy and healthy lifestyle for both them and their families. I have come to realise in my short lifetime that people around the world all strive for the same goal, to be happy. But it seems with the change in weather climate and the threat of global warming, this is proving to be a challenging task. With this stressful situation, it is important for everyone to remember that relaxation and family time, such as that by the river, is vital for our mental well-being.
Haywire.